Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. That's in verse 8 of our reading this evening from 2 Timothy that we just had read to us by Celia. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. I noticed that when you read it, Celia, you said, remember Christ. No. Remember Jesus Christ. And possibly the reason that you did that is that nearly everywhere else in 2 Timothy, whenever he mentions the name of Jesus, he calls him Christ Jesus. But in this particular verse, he says Jesus Christ. And people who study these things think that perhaps that's because Paul was quoting from what might have been the first line of a hymn or the first line of something that they used to say in their services. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows, really. We can only conjecture and have a look and see if there's any reasons why he might choose to say these things. One of the things that comes to mind for me is somebody asked me recently, and they said, I'm struggling. I'm going through a dry patch. I haven't been able to get to church for a while. I haven't been able to get to Bible study group and meet up with other Christians, and it's just being a bit of a tough time. Do you have any advice? And I said, well, one of the things that has always helped me when I'm going through a tough time is something I read in an autobiography by Richard Wurmbrand. And this is many years ago, when Romania was a communist country. And because he was a Christian pastor, he ended up in jail. And sadly, he ended up being given drugs and all sorts of things and deprived of sleep and deprived of food, all to try and make him change his mind. And he got to one point, he says in his biography, when he just couldn't really remember very much at all. And all he could do was just say, Our Father. Just two words is all he could remember. But he held on through thick and thin, and he said, they're not going to break me. I'm going to trust in God. And when my mind's not working, I will just remember a couple of words. And I think possibly that this little phrase that we read here, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, is a little phrase that maybe was used to teach people, perhaps people who weren't very educated, perhaps people who weren't very learned and couldn't read stuff for themselves, something that they could just remember that would summarize what the gospel was about. Because you'll see that Paul says, this is my gospel, verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, this is my gospel. In a sense, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, is the New Testament. Descended from David is the Old Testament. The key things that we need to know are that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, that he was no ordinary person, that all the things he went through were overcome because he was raised from the dead. And that he was descended from David. He fulfilled all the promises that were in the Old Testament about one day there will be a king. The promise there will be a king to sit on David's throne forever and ever. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. That's who Jesus Christ is. That is our gospel. And so as Paul was writing to Timothy, the context, we believe, is that he wanted Timothy to come and see him. So he wanted Timothy to set things in order where he was and then come and visit Paul in prison. And he suspected it would be not long before he would be executed or something like that. And so he said, we need to remember. This is one of the things that I can hold on to in prison when I'm suffering and so on. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. And I quite like that phrase, raised from the dead. As a somebody who is interested in languages, it's in the passive voice. It doesn't actually say Jesus raised himself from the dead. It says he was raised from the dead. It doesn't tell us who did that raising. And this is something that the people in the Jewish Old Testament often used as a very devout, very humble, very religious way of saying, we don't really like to say the name of God out loud. It's such a holy name. So we will just say, he was raised, without saying that God, the Father Almighty, raised him. And it's a very way of putting that. So remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel. And then we see in verse 9, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. That's why he was in prison when he was writing. And he was saying, I'm in chains, like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And it seems a bit presumptuous, perhaps, when we read it, that Paul says, I am suffering and I am enduring everything so that people may be saved, that they may have their salvation. And you think, that's not very Christian. It's not Paul who's getting people salvation. Salvation is from Jesus Christ alone. So why does he say this? And I think it is because he's saying, well, unless I do my part, unless I suffer, unless I stand up for what I believe in, unless I tell the truth, people aren't going to hear the good news. People aren't going to be saved. All those people God loves and wants to draw to himself, they're never going to hear. So my suffering in that way is actually leading to other people being their salvation, to other people being saved. So it was not him saying that he was doing anything that made people be saved, but he was saying, I need to do my part, I need to suffer, I need to go through this, I endure it all, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. In Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, raised from the dead, and now in eternal glory. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. And I want people to obtain salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. He's looking forward. When he's looking, even when he says descended from David, that is looking forward, because it's saying he inherits all those promises that were made to David. And raised from the dead, God's glory was made visible through Jesus Christ being raised from the dead. In Christ Jesus with eternal glory, therefore, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is a trustworthy saying. There's a couple of places where we read these words. This is a trustworthy saying. And it's written out in our Bibles in a kind of poetry way, which reminds us that it's written in the original language in a way that might have been used in a formal setting, in a hymn or in a prayer or something like that. If we died with him, we will also live with him. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead. If we endure, we will also reign with him. Descended from David, the king, the greatest king that Israel ever had. We will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. This is a trustworthy saying. Another little nugget for Timothy to remember, another nugget for Timothy to pass on. We've been talking about the truth, and what Timothy needed to do was to understand and know the truth and be very sure of what he believed. remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. And then I'm going to cheat, because I've only been asked to preach up to verse 13. But verse 14 says, keep reminding God's people of these things. And I don't think that it was a separate paragraph in Paul's original letter. It just flowed on from the previous one. So he's had, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Keep reminding people of these things. Now, sometimes we don't like to be reminded. I am a husband, and I don't always like to be reminded of things again and again. But it does sometimes appear to be necessary, I have to admit. And that's why we come to church on Sunday, isn't it? To remind ourselves what we believe, to remind ourselves what we should be doing, to encourage one another, build one another up, and remember together, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Keep reminding God's people of these things. And now if we turn back to verse 1 and have a look what it says there. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. The things that you have heard me say. And so he's not got time to repeat it all, but he's saying, I want you to remember those things that you have been taught. Think back of all the things that you do know, that you have been taught at the time when we spent together. Remember those things. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Remember all the other things that you've been taught, the things that you have heard me say, and heard me say in the presence of many witnesses. These are things that he was going to be very confident on. And one of the things that the scholars tell us is that when Paul wrote this letter, there were people around who had their own kinds of religion. And one of those sorts of religion was a bit like we have Freemasonry today. That you had to be kind of in it and know the secret handshakes and all the special stuff, and then you would know some things that ordinary people did not know. And what Paul is talking about is something completely different. Remember the things that you were taught in the presence of many witnesses. This isn't a secret. This is something that is public knowledge. This isn't something you have to pay for, that people should be charging you money for. It's free. The gospel is free. The good news is free. Remember those things. This is a very important message, and it is for everyone. It's not a secret, and you don't have to pay for it. Remember this message. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. And take those things and entrust them to other people. Entrust them to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. And the image here is of passing on the baton, we would say now, of passing on the message. And maybe particularly for Timothy, look, make sure there are people who can pass on this message, because Timothy, I want you to come and help me and be with me in the jail where I am and assist me. So what needs to happen is we need to pass it on to other people, but not just pass it on to other people and that's it. Pass it on to other people who will pass it on to other people, who will pass it on to other people, who will pass it on to other people. That's what the truth is for, that all of them will remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel. And it's a good pattern for us, and something that we're trying to put into practice in this church and trying to do better and better, to pass on a message, not just to say, oh well, we passed it on to everybody who happened to turn up to the message one day, but to pass it on to people and encourage everyone to pass it on to other people. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. And then, One of the main things that Paul seems to be saying in the whole of the book of 2 Timothy is this involves suffering. And I want you, Timothy, to understand that it involves suffering and to join with me in suffering, verse 3. Join with me in suffering. Unfortunately, there's quite a lot of preaching that you can hear these days that will tell you that if you come to Jesus and you understand the Bible, you will be rich and you will be healthy and you will be happy and you will not have suffering. And Paul says, join me in suffering. Not the sort of suffering that he made himself suffer. That's the other extreme, where people put on hair shirts and starve themselves to death and do all sorts of things to suffer. But no, join me in suffering, because when you stand up for this gospel, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, then people will turn against you. That's what happened to Paul. He ended up in prison. We are so fortunate in this country that I'm not being put in prison for what I'm saying to you tonight. But there are places in the world where if I stood up and said this, I would be put into prison. And we need to be ready to join in that suffering, not to say, I will choose the easy path. No, he says, join me in suffering. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. And join me in suffering like a good soldier. It's quite likely that if Paul was in prison, he was right next to a soldier a lot of the time. And maybe that's the first thing that came into his mind. But he says, a soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. And we have a society around where we like to have choices. We don't like to go to a little shop and there's only one kind of shampoo. We'd like to go to a shop where there's 20 kinds so that we can get the one that we like. And sometimes we approach church like that. And we say, I want to find a church that is just right for me. I don't want to have a church that is just the one that's nearest me, like the corner shop that's nearest me. I will travel for miles to find the perfect church. But really, there isn't a perfect church, and even if you thought there might be a more perfect church, the point that Paul is saying here is we should be aiming to be like a good soldier trying to please our commanding officer. And the point is, where does Jesus want us to be, not where do we want to be? Like a soldier under a commanding officer, it's not up to the soldier to say, oh, I fancy going and attacking these people on the left flank, when the commanding officer says, no, go and attack them on the right flank. You can't have a soldier like that. Soldiers need to follow the commanding officer. And we need to follow the commands of Jesus. And sometimes that will mean joining in suffering. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, and like a good soldier, try to please your commanding officer. Or think of it like an athlete. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. And again, the picture is, if you really want to do the best for God, then you will compete by the rules. You will go through everything that it involves. And in the games that they used to have, that Paul was probably thinking of when he said an athlete competing by the rules, you can't do a sport and just sort of turn up and say, well, I fancy throwing the discus, you know, this kind of style. You won't win. You won't get the qualification. You won't get the record if you do it just your own style. I could roll it along, see how far I can roll it. No, you have to do the exact rules. You have to stay in exact box, and you mustn't get out of it, and you've got only so many things that you can do, there's rules. And in the time of these games, they used to have a period before they even competed in the games when they were preparing. Lots of rules. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, like an athlete, compete to win the victor's crown by competing according to the rules. And there's a little bit here of Jesus Christ raised from the dead, Jesus Christ descended from David, of thinking about a heavenly future of eternal glory and the victor's crown for an athlete. Remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, descended from David, another picture. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Again, we're not going to get fruit and vegetables and crops if we are not hard-working. And there seems to be a message to Timothy, this is going to take suffering. Join me in suffering. Join me in hard work. Remember, that's what we're called to. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Reflect on what I'm saying. It's a practice that I think we need to remember, that in all our rushing around, we do need to take time to stop and reflect. What have I learned? What is God saying to me? What is my priority? Am I actually doing the right thing? And those are things which other people can help you with, but ultimately we each, as individuals, we need to know what God wants us to do and to be very sure of that. And for it to be our decision to serve and to go forward with Jesus. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. You need to meditate on it. It becomes part of us. And some people find it helpful just to say a phrase over and over again. And I suggest maybe during this week, you think about, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. And just meditate on it over and over again and let it become part of you and part of your faith. The Lord will give you insight into all this, is what Paul said. And I pray that for all of us, the Lord will give you insight into everything that we've just been talking about. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Amen.
Thank you, John.